Now, let's return to the story about Oranga Tamariki and using Trade Me in their bid to find foster parents. You'll be well aware of this story by now. The Child Welfare Agency advertising for a caregiver on the site and providing some of the child's personal information, including her age, her iwi in some cases, and the gender of the child, has since removed these listings. So we go back now to Oranga Tamariki's manager for Māori Support Services, Franar Chase. Welcome to you again.
Kia ora.
That's better, isn't it? We didn't have a great line to you last time. Thanks for coming back to us. Now, what has gone wrong here? Is it the use of the platform or the case of too much information being given?
I think this is a case of both. So what the problem is that Oranga Tamariki needs more Māori caregivers. And so we're a newly established organisation. We've, you know, we're transforming what was the old Child, Youth and Family, and we've been in place for a year. What we're attempting to do is to connect with our whānau, hapū and iwi, and our current state system, we're transforming it so that our channels of communication and the way that we're engaging with whānau, hapū and iwi for Māori caregivers is the right solution.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we get that. But did you actually approach the iwi to ask? Because it doesn't appear that you did.
No, and definitely, like, our CE has apologised for the fact that that this was on Trade Me, and that the whakapapa definitely should never have been put up in Trade Me. Whakapapa is a taonga. It's something that we hold precious and that we value. And so that was a mistake, and we've apologised for that. Hmm. But we also know that we need to connect with the whānau, hapū and iwi who these tamariki mokopuna belong to.
Yeah, so why didn't you do that?
Because at the moment, our current system, which we are co-designing with some whānau, hapū and iwi, not all, we didn't do it because we can't connect to everyone right now at the same time. But we're like, this is an opportunity that we actually have made a call and said, you know, we need Māori caregivers. We're engaging with all iwi to do that. Certainly in the case of these particular iwi, I have been talking to them since this has happened, and we've agreed that we will come together and design a solution that's going to work for their iwi.
Yeah, but would it have been too hard, given you know what iwi this girl whakapapa's to get on the phone or to actually just make contact with them and say, hey, is there anyone in the rohi that can actually step up here and be a carer for this child? Why didn't that happen, do you think?
I think why it hasn't happened is because it's not that simple. It's just ringing an individual within an iwi and saying, hey, we have a child that needs care. There's a whole process that we have to go through to ensure that the whānau, the caregivers that that we engaged are supported the right way. I know there's been comments about, you know, the vetting of caregivers and ensuring that we get the safe, stable homes. We have to design a process that ensures that when we are engaging, that we are doing it the right way and that we've designed it.
Yeah, you see, my ears prick up at that, because are you saying that there isn't a process? Like, I know
yes,
that
there is a process.
Well, you're saying you have to design one.
Yeah, because what I said was that the transformation of Oranga Tamariki is a new transformation. This whole organisation is changing to meet the needs of Māori. We know that. Our legislation tells us that we need to report on outcomes for Māori. Our current state system that we're transforming for caregivers was designed specifically for non-kin caregivers. Mm. So we need to We need to, and are, designing a process that meets the needs of the whakapapa.
Yeah, I hear you say that, and I know that something like 60% of the 6,000 children in care of Oranga Tamariki are Māori. Mm-hmm. But it is slightly worrying to hear that there wasn't previously a process at all to get in contact in this way. I mean, is that what you're saying?
Process. No, there's definitely a process. It's just that process is designed and not a way that's fit for purpose for Māori. So we're currently co-designing with whānau, hapū and iwi, and we have some iwi, not all, where we're designing totally fit for purpose ways to recruit Māori caregivers that whakapapa so that the tamariki are directly linked to their own whānau. That is happening, but it's just not happening across the country, and it's not happening to us.
Who would have made the decision to put this on Trade Me?
Those decisions would have been made at a local level, and so
what does that mean? Does that mean that the person in the Oranga Tamariki office, the regional office, would have made that call?
Yeah, when social workers and Oranga Tamariki are looking for whānau, we have used any channels of communication we can to try and make a call to say we need caregivers. And so right now we're reviewing all of those processes to ensure that we do the right thing and contact and talk to.
Are you going to continue to use Trade Me? I understand that I had a bit of a look this morning. You do have a sort of a section on Trade Me, so it's not the platform alone that worries you, is it? You will continue to use Trade Me?
We are not going to be using Trade Me to look for foster carers.
Okay, so that practice ends. Is this the only time you've done it? Is it a widespread practice?
We're currently reviewing it so that we can ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Okay, thank you for your time this morning. I do appreciate it. Whānau Chase there from Oranga Tamariki. She is the manager for Māori Support Services there.